We're all about knitting, tea, and yoga. It's a really relaxing weekend on this episode of 90.5 WESA's Social Club.
And this is Social Club for the weekend of Friday, March 4th, 2016. We march forth into what, God willing, will be springtime sometime, right? I'm Josh Rollerson from 90.5 WESA. Rachel Carlson is Community Director of Yelp Pittsburgh, and Sarah Kovash is our inimitable digital editor at WESA. And together, we are the Social Club. What's up, guys?
Woo!
Hello.
You know, speaking of spring, Tuesday's supposed to be like 75 degrees.
Which is cray-cray.
Whoa. Yeah.
Nice. Okay.
Super cray-cray.
Sandal weather.
But it's a, yeah, we can, you can now wear sandals without judgment and not just in the snow when people do that and think it's 40 degrees and tropical in Pittsburgh.
What are those people trying to prove?
In the shorts, people?
Some people just really want their warm weather clothes. I am one of those people.
Oh, no.
I dress often for the weather I want, not the weather I have.
It is very true. And there's also those people that just wear shorts throughout the whole year, and they have a whole argument about...
Like John Fetterman?
Yes. He just... That's his deal. He wears cargo shorts all year round.
It's his brand. It's working for him, I think.
He can do it. That's okay.
I applaud him for wearing shorts year round.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. But, you know...
Wait. Okay, so it's going to get up to the 70s.
Yes.
And then it will not get cold ever again. We will have no more snow. Mm-hmm. It'll be in the 70s every day.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Let's hope.
Mm-hmm.
And I'll just be drinking umbrella cocktails.
Nice.
Cocktails. Hidden Harbor.
Yeah. Forever.
sorry I sound so horrible.
Hey, Rachel. How are you feeling, Rachel?
I know. I think I caught Sarah's cold.
Yeah. Okay. I was in the thick of it last week. Now
I know. Ugh. She's so gross. It's okay. I can survive. I can... You know, rest a little bit in between all these fabulous events going on. I mean, the really good thing is we have the tea festival this weekend, which will hopefully make me feel
better. It'll be very soothing. Yeah.
That's perfect timing for you.
I know. This sounds super nerdy, and it probably is, but I love tea, and I think that as a tea drinker, we don't get respect.
No, tea is cool right now, isn't it?
I don't know. There's a tea week, so.
I don't know. Is tea ever cool or not cool?
I don't know, coffee, or Sarah's sitting here with a coffee cup.
Sorry, tea's fine. I'm a coffee gal.
I know. Yeah. See, that's why. You guys are coffee people. Josh has his, like, French press thing that he brings every day.
I make no apologies for the French press.
I have a French press, too.
I have a French press I use for tea. Woo!
So, all right, tea.
Tea week. So it kicks, excuse me, it kicks off Thursday. And there will be a whole plethora of events at different areas of town. So I can make this cool in the sense that there's a lot of really awesome local businesses that are participating, including Presto George, which is doing a nitro tea, which I'm very interested in drinking.
Yeah. Okay. I'm curious about that.
See, I'm making it cool.
It sounds real hip now.
See, and then Margaret's. Tea, Fine Tea Imports is a really awesome place, and they're going to be doing a matcha workshop, which that's a strong tea. So you guys, coffee drinkers, can maybe get into that. They have Grist House is going to be tea-infused beer. We're talking nice. Josh's
okay.
language.
That sounds cool.
And there's going to be things going on all weekend long. So from Thursday through Sunday, there's a huge, huge schedule, so you can check that out. On Yelp.com/events, but lots going on with the tea festival. I'm very excited, as you can tell.
Speaking of really hip events while you're sipping your tea, you could also go to the knitting festival, the convention center.
Oh, it's getting real now.
Yeah. Ugh. It runs Friday through Sunday, and there's a bunch of knitting and crochet classes. I also saw a lot of people were featured. I'm not super knowledgeable in the knitting world, so I'm not sure. Maybe they're knitting celebrities. I'm not totally certain. I don't know. If you're into knitting, you could drink some tea and knit at the convention center this weekend.
If you can handle any more excitement than that, is there anything else going on that you can cram into this action-packed weekend?
There is. We have culture. Sorry. We have culture, too. The Bricolage Theater is doing Bus 11. So what it is they have playwrights that ride buses, the Pat buses, around town, and they have to make a play within 24 hours.
Is it based on their experience on the bus?
Yes. I mean, have you guys ridden the bus before?
Yes.
How many stories
can come
out of that?
I have never ridden the bus in Pittsburgh.
What?
I'm sorry.
I have so many. I rode the bus for years when I went to Point Park and rode the incline. I have so many stories that I could probably make into.
Are they happy stories, though?
That's a good point.
I mean,
I see a lot of human tragedy on the bus.
Well, I think
I used to ride the T a lot, so I should say.
I think I heard someone met their husband or wife on the bus somewhere. I don't know. I mean, it might be making this up, but still, it's really cool. Bricolage is a theater downtown that does a lot of really interesting theater that's out of the box. So it's not necessarily going to be like anything you've seen before. And it's going on Saturday.
Wonderful.
That sounds cool.
Sarah, do you have anything so that Rachel can maybe take a little break?
I know, I sound awful.
I'm
sorry,
guys. Tech Shop is doing a happy hour Friday from 5 to 8. It's $10 and they'll have food and drinks and or light refreshments, I should say. So I don't know if you should go in with a thick appetite, but they're going to be doing demonstrations and they're going to have a Tesla coil and lots of games like cornhole. And they're also doing another thing on Sunday at 2 to 5. They're doing a clothing swap, which I've actually been to one before, and it's really fun. When I went there, we all brought in clothes that we didn't care about anymore and then ripped them apart and made things. Huh. I like took apart a pair of pants and tried to sew a tote bag out of it, but then I sewed everything backwards and like sewed the straps inside, so it didn't make any sense, but it was,
it was like a conceptual art piece then.
Still 3 hours well spent, I think.
Okay. Yeah, it's okay.
And I actually went to, we talked about a couple weeks ago, their BYOB coloring night, and I went to that, and that was really fun too, so.
Do you see, like, as the evening wears on, do you have trouble staying within the lines? Is there a visual record of you?
Shocking. Okay, I'm embarrassed to say. This is actually, that day happened to also be a National Margarita Day, and I did not bring any bee with me. I just had my, I was sober coloring. And then had margaritas after. So I stayed well within the line.
Good strategery there.
Yeah. Yeah.
Strategery. I like that. Yeah. It's very SNL of you.
And then, let's see, Sunday, Brew Gentlemen are doing beer and yoga. So if you're, I feel like that kind of goes in with our relaxing weekend of knitting and tea drinking.
It was a very low-key weekend.
Yeah.
I like it.
Yeah, put on your favorite stretchy pants and
oh my gosh,
do some stretches. And then you can drink. Actually, don't they make a, they make a beer that has chai in it, I think.
Yes. The White Lightning?
Yeah.
Is there? No. That's Full Pint.
There's, oh, yeah.
Called something that I don't remember, but it's very good.
In Milwaukee at one point last year, and one of the local brewers there makes a thing that's made with green tea.
That sounds interesting.
It is. It's interesting if you can get it fresh. I bought some cans and took them home with me, and it was not so great after a few weeks.
Oh.
But it was still interesting.
I've made that mistake with a growler once with fruity beer.
Yeah, it was one
just
of those.
Maybe like a week too long, and it was bad times.
Well, yeah. If you do want to get a little bit crazy at Mixtape, they are going to be having a cocktail class on Saturday at 6 p.m., and it's going to feature New Orleans-style cocktails.
So, yeah. Like Sazerac's,
yeah.
It's a favorite
so you can get in on the making part of it as well, because they're going to be doing classes. So you're going to be able to learn about the history as well as make cocktails.
How
too.
Many New Orleans style cocktails can you name off the top of your head?
Oh my gosh, Josh, come
just
on.
The one
Sazerac and a Beta beer.
Oh God, she's right there. Yeah, well, okay,
I think she's
we'll count
cheating.
That.
Oh, a hurricane.
No, I know Sazerac.
Hurricanes were the ones that I saw all along Bourbon Street, and they were sugary sweet. I kind of imagine these are going to be more traditional, which is a little bit better than the sugary sweet, because they'll probably have a little bit more alcohol, so
maybe
you can turn this weekend up. Turn it around.
Well, if you have any energy left after all the knitting and the tea.
The yoga.
I hear the doily festival's coming to town.
Oh my gosh, that's next week. This is very much like
right, so
delicious.
Save some energy for that.
This is very much like delicious dish now.
It'll be the the doily and hot water with a slice of lemon festival.
Very nice.
Sounds good.
Yeah, Rachel, go get yourself some of that.
I know, I'm ready.
Thanks for dragging yourself in here. And Sarah, thanks as always.
Yeah, I'll just be drinking beer.
Pittsburgh.
Pittsburgh's
NPR news station.
This is 90.5 FM.
WESA Pittsburgh.
Streaming at WESA.FM.